We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school girls basketball. Tom Peterson of Exira EHK hoops with us here. And, Coach, a nice win last night over Coon Rapids Bayard. What did you feel like were the keys in that victory over the Crusaders?
Well, we came out a little bit sluggish, you know, out of the gates. Struggled in the first quarter offensively wise, finishing very, very close to the basket. I think in the first half alone, we missed 11 layups from 2 feet. And then, but the thing is, Chris, our offensive rebounding, one of the areas that I had talked about that I had circled pregame, is we had to win the rebounding portion. I haven't done stats yet, but I feel pretty confident in what the girls were able to do last night. So it was a good win for the kids. They battled through some adversity, and here we are.
Well, you know, Jalen Peterson has come back and has made a big impact on the team, of course. She's worked her way in. I think last time we talked, you said she was kind of still getting her feet wet back into the swing of things. But I guess she was the one who crashed the boards last night and had a ton of offensive rebounds and turned them into points. What can you say about Jalen's game?
Well, she's just continuing to improve. You know, obviously continuing to get back into basketball shape. Here we are, almost to February in tournament time. And last night, you know, like I said, I haven't done stats, but anywhere between 8 to 10 offensive rebounds. And then just obviously the power going back up with it. She just constantly was moving without the basketball, reading where the shot was going. So very happy with what she was able to do. But, you know, it wasn't a single person. You know, Cadence Swore played tremendous defense on one of their best players. So, you know, it was a group effort. At times we were very, very sloppy. But we ended up finding a way, you know, to be successful. So, you know, kids were battling, and defensively wise, that's all you can ask.
Well, I mean, you've had a handful of wins here as of late. You've won now 7 in a row here. The last time you lost was a close one to ACGC, and obviously they're a pretty good basketball team. Do you feel just like the confidence is at an all-time high right now?
Well, you know, I look at it, you know, in regards to, I always give the kids grades, you know, as far as team-wise. And, you know, the first half of the year, I thought we struggled quite a bit, you know, since Christmas break. I think we're 11-1. We had an opportunity, you know, against ACGC. We were there. Just didn't finish things how you want to, but ACGC is a very good basketball team because they've only lost once. So, you know, I like the way that we're playing. And, you know, it's just something, this is the time of year that you want obviously be trying to play your best basketball. So, and we have another test tomorrow. We go to Panorama. You know, Panorama is a heck of a basketball team. And then, you get done with that. And then Monday you've got Atlantic coming up. You know, Atlantic just come off a great victory against Trainer last week. So, you know, our hands are full here the next couple of games. You know, you just want the girls to prepare correctly. And then we'll see how things go.
Yeah. I guess back to Jalen real quick. I mean, you mentioned offensive rebounds, doing it. Was that kind of her game in the past, or is that, do you feel like her roles have sort of changed this time around with the team?
You know, she's very, what do I want to say? She gets involved. You know, it's not a girl that's going to stand around. You know, she's very athletic. She goes to, you know, she's able to, she out jumps a lot of people. You know, like I said, she's extremely athletic. And then one of her attributes that she's able to do, she does a great job of dribble drive and pulling up and shooting the mid-range jump shot, which is a lost art. And to me, that is her strength in doing so. And then, you know, defensively wise, she's long. She understands what it is we're doing. You know, she's been in the program for 3 years. And, you know, she just does a lot of good things for us. And the biggest thing is putting each other in positions to be successful. And all of the girls were doing that last night.
And do you feel like Taryn's game is even better with Jalen around? Do you think she feeds off of her and her abilities?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but I think, you know, all of them do with each other. You know, we're at our best when we're balanced with kids consistently moving. And like defensive rotation, you know, defensively wise, I thought we did a pretty good job last night. keeping the ball to the left side of the floor. It was one of the things I had talked about. It took us a while to figure out left from right last night, but once we did, I liked what we were doing. So I think everybody's game improves, you know, with each other on the floor. You obviously want to have your, you know, the best group of girls at the time playing at their highest level on the floor. So I thought the girls did a pretty good job last night.
Well, a big win over the Crusaders, some big games coming up, and heck, playoffs are right around the corner. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck in this next stretch. Thanks so much.
Yep, thank you very much.
Tom Peterson, head coach for Xyreach K Girls Basketball here on KSOM.